gentlemen, bring your brandy through and pull up a chair. The fire is stoked, and as is our custom, I have a tale to tell. I have thought long and hard about sharing this particular adventure with you. It's not that I think you unprepared for its wonders. More that, even after all these years, I struggle to believe it myself. Certainly the affair of Macarthur Grange is one of the most terrifying and absurd cases of my career. The bodies in the flower beds. The monster that stalked the house's walnut corridors. The journey across the reaches of creation itself. And of course, that unspeakable creature, cackling with its glossy leopard's pelt. Iris Wildthyme and her black and white familiar, Panda. Will I ever know such souls again? The year was 1904, and I had been approached by the owner of the blighted estate, Sir Donald Marshall, a disgruntled little man wrapped in tweed and the ghosts of old pipe tobacco.
Carnacki,
he begged me.
I can't stand it a day longer. I need a professional.
And there were precious few of those in my line of work, gentlemen, as well you know. Most of my fellow supernatural investigators are nothing more than charlatans. So I packed an overnight bag and ran down there in the derrick. It was a refreshing drive, though as a dedicated urbanite, I found the countryside as hard to endure as always. I never understood the need for all those cows wandering about. The house itself was a miserable pile of stones. The sort of grim edifice that past generations fester in, nursing their gout and dreaming of empires. Topiary squirrels stood either side of the entrance, but they were badly in need of a shave. The windows had the sheen of a tramp's eyeglasses, and the lawns were long enough to conceal countless dead bodies sat up. Macarthur Grange had fallen on untidy times. I made a mental note to scrub with extra carbolic once this was over, a decision doubled once I clapped eyes on Marshall.
Hello?
It was as if he had been stewed in a blend of cheap tea and dead man's hair. He was quite the most disheveled and malodorous fellow it has been my displeasure to shake by the hand. This was going to be a long and unpleasant night.
Thomas Carnacki?
The actual?
Oh, thank the Lord. Do come in. Forgive the dust and whatnot. I had to let the servants go. Well, in truth, they forced me to at gunpoint. They just wouldn't spend another night in the place.
It is so hard to find courageous service these days.
Oh, indeed. Back in India, the boys would keep the wine pouring under cannon fire. Staying power and loyalty. A chance of that with my lot. One glimpse of the inferno and they were straight down the drive. But please, come through to the library. Sit yourself down, old chap. I believe there's a chair somewhere beneath that set of encyclopedias.
An interesting filing system.
Oh, it's not usually this bad. Once upon a time, this was one of the largest and most highly respected collections in the country. Then we had some sort of apparition in here, had the damn books flying around our heads like pigeons in Trafalgar Square. I think it was that finally broke the butler's nerve. He received a hellish blow from a low-flying copy of Bleak House.
Perhaps it's better that you start at the beginning.
Yes, of course. Get things straight and what have you. But the first sign that something was amiss was when we found the body in the flower bed.
The body?
Absolutely. The first one, that is. They crop up with alarming regularity.
What sort of body?
Well, how to describe the things is probably easier to show you.
You kept them?
I didn't know what else to do with them. They're in the ice house.
Right. That's done it.
Dear Lord, enthusiasm. I just know things are bad when I hear enthusiasm.
Oh, do shut up, lovey.
It's no good. I won't be able to understand you until you've found the giant hat, I presume, is running amok somewhere on the upper deck. A voracious satin cloche, perhaps, or a ravenous raccoon fur.
Oh, what are you chuntering about?
The hat pins.
Oh, these?
Yes.
Yes, well, they're part of my latest piece of ingenuity.
Alcoholic voodoo, darts for the effeminate.
Oh, do stop your blathering. I'll show you. Now pull down that window blind and look what's stuck on it.
A poster of David Essex clipped eagerly from the back of Jackie, 6th of January, 1974.
Oh, he were gorgeous, he were. No, try another one.
A map of the multiverse.
That's better. Now, close your eyes and stick one of these pins in it.
Iris, I'm not in the mood for parlour games.
Oh, let me. Like this.
What's happening? What have you done?
Oh, it's just a course correction. Hold on.
I dare say you've seen some rum things in your time, and God knows I've become numb to it now, but nonetheless, better prepare yourself for a shock. I wrap the things in rubber sheeting. Don't like to think of them contaminating the ice. I can't stomach scotch without it.
Dear God.
Isn't it?
The thing's porcine, the snout and ears. Some sort of hybrid, perhaps.
It's a dirty, bloody man-pig, that's what it is. And they keep turning up in the dahlias. Ever seen the like?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh, I was rather hoping, with you being an expert in the occult and all that.
The infernal takes many forms, Sir Donald.
Well, quite. Seen enough.
For now. Though, with your permission, I'd like to perform a dissection later.
Help yourself.
Well, what do you think, then?
How clever. I've always said that what the bus needs is something to fling its passengers under the seats in an effort to empty them of their lunch.
Aye, she was a bit enthusiastic.
Homicidal is the word you're after. Was that supposed to happen?
It was a complete success. Probably. Stick your pin randomly into the map and the bus takes us directly to that exact point in time and space. It's a randomizer.
We've already got one of those. It's called gin. I like it better. It makes you slightly less sick after use. Why do we need a randomizer anyway? Doesn't it rather defeat the point of a steering wheel?
If we don't know where we're going, then neither does she.
She? Who's she? The cat's mother? Oh, you mean whoever's following us in that dreaded time destroyer. It's a woman, then.
Never you mind.
I like it when you're being enigmatic. It gives you an air of mystique.
Oh, get away with you, you daft ape. That's just me Chanel number 5 allure.
Here you go, old boy.
Thank you, Sir Donald. So, first there were the bodies.
Yes. And who knew what to do about them? I mentioned the first one to the local bobby, but he was far from helpful. Damn fool decided it was the work of a farmer with a grouch. I mean, really? I'm quite sure I've never even met a farmer.
The constabulary is rarely of use in matters such as these, Sir Donald. That is why people call me. So, the bodies appear regularly out there, and the books in here are unruly. What else?
Well, there are the noises at night, of course.
What sort of noises?
You'll hear them soon enough. They start as it begins to get dark. They are somewhat unnerving.
So, where are we heading?
I've got no idea, Chuck, which is exactly the point.
You're rather enjoying this, aren't you, being on the run?
A girl always likes to be chased.
Especially with her handsome, debonair and devilishly urbane best chum riding, as I believe the phrase goes, shotgun.
That's the spirit, Panda.
Now what? Is your blasted randomizer on the blink already?
No, Panda, love. Look at these readings. Something's forming outside the bus.
What? Within the vortex itself? But that's impossible, isn't it?
Decidedly. But most things are when we're involved.
Here we go again! Do something, Iris!
Oh, I can't! It's a wormhole! We're being pulled into it!
Thank you.
How are you doing, old chap? Anything I can get you?
I bought everything I need, thank you.
So I see. I say, do you think all this will come off? These floorboards are over 500 years old.
It's only chalk, Sir Donald. Chalk allegedly blended from bone fragments of Saint Benedict, the patron saint of exorcists, and extremely potent as a protective barrier from demonic attack. But chalk nonetheless.
Oh, jolly good.
The pentacle is for our protection. Soon I shall ask you to join me inside it. The various sigils and runic symbols scribbled elsewhere also contribute to the occult atmosphere. A summoning is like inviting the vicar to tea. You want to ensure he finds the place favorable when he arrives.
A summoning?
I wish to encourage the infernal forces plaguing you to show themselves. A rat catcher cannot kill a rat unless he knows where to find it.
Oh, right. And what's this?
That is the electric pentacle. When constructed and connected to the portable battery, it projects a focus beam of power that has saved my life on numerous occasions. It is also extremely fragile and precious. I constructed it myself, and it's the only one in existence.
Oh. Oh, sorry. What did I tell you? That's the noise I was talking about, the minute the sky starts to darken.
Astonishing.
There's worse to come. The darker it gets, the louder the noise. Some nights it's been known to shake the windows in their frames.
How long does it last?
It varies. Sometimes no more than half an hour, sometimes all night.
But surely it attracts a lot of attention. Where are your closest neighbours?
3 miles away. We're quite on our own out here, I'm afraid.
Quick, man, step inside the pentacle.
Time for the ritual, eh? Black candles, slitting the throats of chickens and whatnot.
Nothing so culinary.
Oh, well, in for a penny.
Now, carefully, don't smudge the chalk.
I say, you do know what you're doing with all this, don't you?
Of course. You wanted an expert and you got the best.
Yes, good, sorry. Just, well, nervous, if truth be told.
Perfectly normal. You'll be fine as long as you keep inside the chalk line. Gaia. Gaia, lama forshet vuhe.
I beg your pardon?
It's the incantation. Now, do shut up. There's a good chair. Very well. Now, primiteshaget. Ularu, bio lexi lama shashka.
It's impossible. It's
a London omnibus.
Is that what you were expecting?
Not one bit.
Right then, what sort of silly prat punts the end of a wormhole in the vortex and another in his living room? If you've damaged my lovely bus, I'll swing for the pair of you.
Good grief.
Back, foul harpy. Denizen of the lower levels. Feeder on the mortal crumbs from hell's table. Back.
Is this another one of your ex-husbands? He certainly seems to know you.
Keep to your place, Hellwitch, and control your familiar. You face a mortal whose knowledge of the dark arts could see you spend eternity scrubbing up souls in the waste pipes of Gehenna.
Did I land on your head, or have you always been a nutter?
I am Thomas Carnacki, Ghost Finder. You will return to your infernal carriage and leave this realm. I compel you to do my bidding.
What on earth are you blathering about now, Carnacki?
Never fear, Sir Donald. I learnt the power of suggestion from a wise man on the banks of the Euphrates. They are completely under my thrall. They cannot enter this chalk pentacle. It is potent defense against any creature from the underworld.
You mean those scribbles on the floor? Hey, well, we'll see about that, Chuck.
So much for your chalk star, what's it?
That's impossible. She shouldn't be able to cross the line.
I'll be crossing more than that if you don't explain what you've been up to, Sunshine.
Calm down, Iris. You'll only bring on one of your migraines.
It's like a child's toy. A little stuffed bear.
Bear? Bear! Forget what I said. Make the fat one swallow his own legs.
Have you no idea how dangerous that was? You could have killed a lot of us. What the heck do you think you're playing at, eh?
It wasn't me. He said he was summoning demonic forces.
Demonic forces? Have you been drinking?
Oh, no. They're starting again.
Starting again? What's starting again?
There's only one way to be sure. Now, where is it? I know I've got it somewhere. Aha! Here we are.
Oh, hello. Is that a hip flask? Ooh, now you're showing signs of civilization at last. Oh, my nerves could do with a steadying. Or paralyzing, depending entirely on what we're drinking. Oi! I wanted to sip it, not shower in it.
The ritual of Sarlek declares her safe.
Oh, I can't wait to prove it wrong.
Now I shall test your familiar.
By all means, especially if you want to punch up the hooter.
What's going on? Have you angered them?
No, but he certainly angered me.
The spirits are agitated. I shall try and calm them.
How do you plan on doing that, old thing? Poke them in the eyes with your charm? May I suggest, Iris, that we knock a bus-shaped hole in the wall and take our leave?
Well, maybe we should see what...
Oh, it's not enthusiasm, it's curiosity. It's a wonder I'm still breathing.
They've never been this loud, never.
Balaha! Balahe! Barata Kalahastik Law!
Oh, what the jam-roly-poly is that?
Our host has found several such creatures in his flower bed.
All dead. Karnacki, every time you start chanting, something horrible happens. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Never fear, Sir Donald. We are safe as long as the chalk circle remains unbroken.
That'll be the chalk circle Iris broke with her Jimmy Choos.
Oh, yes, so I did. Quick!
It's charging!
Pastelum! Watch out!
Oh, oh, dear Lord! It's got me! Iris, do something!
Oi, pork chop! Leave him alone or you'll end up a scratchings!
I don't think it's listening! It's going to have my stuffing out in a minute! Ah!
Stand clear, madam. My pistol is loaded with rock salt.
Salt? What's wrong with bullets?
Just shoot it. Never mind the toy.
Toy? If I wasn't being ravaged by a hideous pig beast, I...
Don't! You might hit...
Can I just say how much I'm enjoying the randomizer, Iris?
Oh, Panda. Oh, thank chuff, you're all right.
My head is damp with pig spittle, and I have some landed gentry to practice my jiu-jitsu on. Things have never been better.
Is it dead?
Very. I never miss.
Dead? What did you have to do that for?
I believe it was called saving my life, Iris.
He could have at least winged the little piggy. Now we might never know where it came from.
I need a drink.
Now you're talking my language, Lord Snooty. You fix us a drink while Laughing Boy here tells us what's really going on.
And so we retired to Marshall's drawing room. It wasn't much tidier, but it did possess the singular benefit of being entirely devoid of buses. Despite the absurdity of their arrival and the strangeness of their appearance, it soon became clear that neither Iris nor Panda were an immediate threat. Otherworldly, yes, but a danger to little but worldwide alcohol reserves.
Oh, well, I suppose that'll do. Unless you've got another bottle you could open.
I'll go and check.
So, Marshall's been suffering from some form of dimensional intrusion, and so he's called on you to give it a bit of the old holy water, how's your father?
He called on me as a psychic investigator of considerable renown to try and deal with a supernatural incursion in his home. Yes.
Supernatural? Not a very useful word, is it? Above and beyond the currently accepted view of nature. Hey, that's every decent night out I've ever had. But that doesn't answer the biggest question. How did Sir Donald manage to open a wormhole between his house and another dimension? It's really not easy, Chuck.
I don't see what all the fuss is about. I was simply trying to find the bathroom, and then I stumbled on your wine cellar and thought I'd just check it for ghosts as an act of kindness.
Your bear is talking at me. And throwing wine bottles.
Empty wine bottles. Fair exchange.
Listen, Mush. If you can adapt to pig creatures appearing in your flower beds, you can certainly adapt to treating my best friend as an equal.
But he's...
More than capable of putting you in a hospital, Sir Donald. If I were you, I'd do as she suggests.
Finally, everyone's decided to be sensible. So, Iris, dear, do feel free to explain why we're not making every effort to leave. Obviously, I'm deeply enjoying the vile comments and pig-throwing, but one could have too much of a good thing.
Well, there's a blooming great obstruction in the vortex. We're going nowhere.
Wonderful.
So, We have a house under siege by piggy things, noisy transdimensional neighbours, and a whopping great crack in the structure of reality. Anything else?
Well, there was some form of disturbance in the library, apparently.
Oh.
Given the damage caused by your infernal transport, madam, it is a period of vandalism that I look back on with something approaching fondness.
Aye. Well, sorry about that. It couldn't be helped. You could have ended up with all sorts of flotsam and jetsam in there. Be grateful you got me. A young beauty of infinite style and genius. Problem?
Just went down the wrong way, sorry.
He's learning.
So, how can we rid Mercator Grange of the creatures plaguing it?
Easy. We need to find the source of the dimensional disturbance and fix it.
I'm afraid I don't even understand what a dimensional disturbance is.
Just as well you're not fixing it, then.
Is this likely to take long, Iris?
Why, are you going somewhere?
No, which is rather the problem. Oh, well, Panda, let's make the best of it. Adventure, danger and daring do. Where do we start?
First, we need to find the focal point of the trouble. Oh, hang on, no. I tell a lie. First, we need sandwiches. I don't suppose you've got a charming butler who could rustle up some butties.
All the staff have left, I'm afraid.
Oh, well then, let me rephrase that. I don't suppose you could rustle up some butties.
She spent the last 2 days subsisting off bar snacks, I'm afraid. You should see her feasting on Twiglets like a scarecrow exploding in reverse.
Oh, very well. I'll see what I can do.
Champion! And we'll march around this old gaff of yours being really brilliant and solving stuff. Well, it has to be said, this place is a bit of a dump, isn't it?
Filthy. My feet are so dusty I feel like licorice in a sherbet fountain, and not in a good way.
Apparently this staff ran away once Marshall's problems began.
When was that? 5 years ago? I mean, this place hasn't seen the angry side of a feather duster since... You know, I don't even know what year it is. Oh, hang on, has the Titanic sunk yet?
Oh, do shush, dear, before you completely break the web of time.
The web of time? I'm beginning to realise how confused people must get when in my company. Never have I met such a baffling pair.
As the actress said to the...
Life's full of baffling things. Best thing to do is to nod wisely and pretend you understand them. It doesn't make you any cleverer, but you always look it. And that's the main thing.
So I should take everything you say with a pinch of salt. You haven't really got the vaguest idea what's going on.
The question you should be asking is... Will that eventually matter?
It seldom does in our line of business.
Here. What's this?
Someone's been gouging great chunks out of the floorboards.
You're right.
Oh, dear Lord. Could they be claw marks?
No.
Why not?
Because my little panda head chooses not to believe in anything big enough to make them. However, my little panda ears are a different matter.
Would you look at that?
Maybe it likes rock salt.
Oi! Just because something looks different doesn't mean you should try to kill it.
Much as I agree, I think I'd prefer to debate this at a safe distance behind locked doors over a ripe stilton in a cheeky port.
Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Make a run for it, Darren Brown. I'm right behind you.
Oh, but did you ever see anything like it? A skinned, tentacle badger thing. And those wings... I think they're bloody wings. It's a blooming boltopus. Or a flying squidger. Ooh, how brilliant is that, Panda? Panda? Panda! Oi, wait for me!
What an adventurer you are. Battler of the otherworldly, vanquisher of the arcane, runner away at first sign of trouble.
Only an idiot would stay and stare at that. What did you expect me to do? Fling some holy water at it and hope for the best? And you are running just as fast as I.
Fair point. I'll give you that one.
I don't think water's going to do much against that.
It's not just water. It's been blessed by...
Whichever way you cut it, it's homeopathy. Have you got a holy anti-aircraft missile? That I could gladly believe in.
In here! See? It's too big to get in.
And we can't get out.
Oh, yes.
So what's the next part of your amazing escape?
Oh! Well, you look at the state of this room. Does anybody really need to look at so many stuffed animals while eating dinner? I say, Lady Farquhar, did I ever tell you of the time I snuck up on an elephant and blew its brains out so I'd have somewhere vulgar to keep me umbrellas? Oh, no, Sir Donald, you're such a brave little titlup. Hold me in those 6 sagu-kilo arms of yours.
Do try and focus, Iris, dear.
Focus? I'm perfectly in focus. Just coming up with another brilliant plan.
Which is?
Ask me once I've come up with it.
It's going to get in!
Stand back.
Why, are you going to be impressive?
Always. Madam, if you could just hold my jacket for a moment.
Oh, I say. Oh, I don't know where to look.
You seem to be doing a good job. Stripping off really can't be the answer.
Don't argue. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Over the last few years, I have built up a collection of arcane symbols on my skin, tattooed in blessed ink by Father Ignatius of the Holy Order of Glistening Tattooists.
Of course you have.
With the result that my body is now a lethal weapon.
Oh, you said it, lover.
Oh, God, kill me now.
Now, this is a copy of the Sixand manuscript. This is the runic encapsulation of what the scholars call the Lucifer Codex, an algorithm that purports to decode the very nature of evil. And this
is dedicated to your dear old mother. Are you going to bore it to death?
No. The sight of the tattoos will be enough. One glance at the symbols across my chest, and it will be bound to my will.
Oh, I say. Ooh, they're lovely. You know, I've got a cracking one of a bumblebee riding a bike. I'll show you later if... Hang on. You don't mean to open that door, do you?
Of course. The incantation will only work if the beast has full line of sight.
So this is how it will all end. Stuck in a temporal backwater and ripped apart by a monstrosity we can barely describe, let alone name. My mother always warned me about days like this.
Seriously, Thomas, love, put your shirt back on and move away from the door.
Prepare to meet your doom, creature from beyond.
Doesn't look bound to your will, if you ask me. It looks furious.
I don't understand.
Right, I've had enough of this. Iris, help me get one of these stag head things off the wall.
What are you planning to do with one of those? Poke its eyes out with an antler?
Actually, yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, this is what happens when men try to do a woman's job. Right, stand back, boys!
What the devil is that thing?
Sonic corkscrew, the appliance of science. Hold on to your ears, this could get messy.
It's gone.
Bet it's got a banging head too. Wild times law, rule number one. If in doubt, hit it with a high-pitched sonic wave. Never fails. Except when it does.
And you didn't think to try that before?
Well, I wouldn't have seen Laughing Boy here with his shirt off then, would I? Right, let's find Sir Donald before something else scuttles out of that wainscoting.
Right, so you really were hungry, weren't you?
There are things in your house that would turn a sane panda's brain to mush.
Oh, you'll never believe what we've just met. Oh, and we broke your dining room a bit. Sorry.
You did what?
Oh, hello. Is that cheese and chutney?
Oh, lovely. Pass one over.
We have a breach in the fabric of reality, and you two act like you're enjoying a tea party.
Charming, isn't it? It comes from being so good at fixing other people's problems.
You really think you can?
Probably. But trans-dimensional wormholes don't just turn up. Something must have drawn its focus here. Any clue what that might be, Marshall?
It was nothing to do with me.
Of course it was. What did you do, you daft apus?
It was nothing, honestly. I just...
Answer the lady. What did you do?
Look, you have no idea how difficult it is to keep a place like this going. The bills, the repairs, the staff...
The staff didn't leave because of the monsters, did they?
I couldn't afford to pay them.
You've been lying through your teeth from the moment I arrived.
No, not about the important things. You've seen the pig creatures.
And the monster in the dining room, for that matter.
It matters a great deal. Is this a haunting or the results of an act of arcane stupidity?
Well, you know, you read about it in the picture papers and whatnot. I decided, well, if I could make a deal with someone, something...
You tried raising a demon just so you could pay the mortgage?
It's all right for the likes of Mr. High and Mighty Carnacki here. Not all of us get paid a fortune for flinging holy water around. We have to invest the money our daddies left us and hope for the best.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
Well, I don't know much about ghosties and ghoulies, but I do know that Marshall here has torn a hole in our reality.
How?
It's complicated, Chuck.
Luckily, I'm extremely clever.
Certain calculations, when spoken aloud, can rework the physical makings of the multiverse.
Magic?
No, science! There was once a whole civilization that mastered the art, muttering whole planets into solidity. It's about the manipulation of matter through...
magic.
Oh, call it what you like. Either way, you must have stumbled upon an incantation that actually worked, Sir Donald. You've opened a crack in the wall that keeps one reality from leaking into another. The wider the crack gets, the more things force their way through.
Like the monster in my dining room.
Now you're getting it, lad. But it can't just be you. There must be something else pushing through from the other side. We need to get to the focal point. The library, I reckon. And seal the rift using...
magic?
If you say that one more time, I'll hit you with a breadboard! Panda? Where's Panda?
I was in the pantry helping myself to a snack. You know how I abhor exposition. Can we go back to the bus now?
Aye, Panda, love. That's exactly where we're going.
And so we made our way to the library, convinced that every new shadow contained a creature hitherto unimagined.
Here, what do you think you're doing?
I'm narrating my adventure. It's what I do.
Whose adventure?
Your adventure.
Thank you. Now, don't mind me, Petal. You just carry on. By the way, you have a lovely reading voice, like honey flowing off a spoon.
It's no good. I've lost my train of thought now.
Never mind, we're back in the library.
I still don't understand what you hope to do.
We're going to close the rift using a mixture of genius and plain fabulousness.
And, of course...
and, of course, you know what will happen if you say magic. All aboard!
Don't worry, it's quite safe most of the time.
Right, I've upped the external dampeners, which should provide protection. I've also adjusted the drive control to focus on the rift rather than try and avoid it. Now, all I need to do is to get this little beauty rigged up.
Little beauty?
Oh, my God! It's a shark! Oh, get out of the water!
Good grief. I haven't seen that thing since that business in Amity. Poor old Bruce.
What do we do with a loud hailer? Are we taking a boat next?
Broadcast whatever incantations are needed to stitch the rift together, of course.
And how do we know what they are?
Oh, I was relying on Carnacki for that. Can't think of everything, you know.
Iris's impressive amplification device was wired up as suggested. However, I also took the opportunity to add my own adornments to her strange vehicle. I coated the roof in a runic sequence designed to confer spiritual harmony, and hung the four bead chains of Alcazar from the corners of the vehicle. Now, those of you with long memories may remember these beads, allegedly carved from the wood of the tree from which Judas hanged himself. They were considerable protection when I fought the faceless sisters of Ealing Common. One could only hope that they would provide us as much power now.
This is a fast bus to hell! Crimp your fluffy dice, flash your Oyster cards, and move to the back if you want to be with the cool kids! Hey! Let's save the world!
You want me to start the incantation?
Yes, oh, sometimes I think I'm the only person in the multiverse with a real sense of dramatic time.
Bara! Bara Shwe!
Is that a Pam Ayres? I think it's the funny one about peas, or ducks, or bicycles, or otters.
It's working! The air's beginning to shimmer!
An effect that could easily have been induced by lovely, safe, nutritious gin. When will we ever learn?
The
rift's opening!
Echo Brilliant here!
Shaman We're being pulled in!
Don't worry, we've been in worse scrapes than this! Swamishing reverse!
It's not working! We're still moving towards it! Iris, do something!
Someone shut that bloody man up! He's going to kill us all! Why have I need enough of this? Give me that damn thing!
Marshal! What are you doing?
Give him back the loudspeaker, you blundering idiot!
I need to complete the incantation!
Not a ruddy chance. I'll see it smashed before you get your hands on it again.
You daft sod! Oh, we'll never fix that in time!
Oh, no. Don't tell me we're...
going in.
We're going to hell!
The rift leads to Nottingham!
If our journey had brought us to hell, then it was a good deal more desolate than one might have imagined. A place of dust and towering cliffs carved from pale red clay. Here and there were fragile signs of vegetation, spindly, thorned plants that made thistles look like fulsome geraniums. The very worst of landscapes. Surely nothing could live there and retain its sanity.
I told you it would be Nottingham.
Can't you people leave a man to narrate in peace?
Sorry, I'm sure.
There's some kind of building in the distance. It shouldn't take us long to get there, if the suspension holds. Oh, maybe we can deal with things better from this side of the rift.
The land of pig creatures and horrible, many-tentacled, skinned badger things. Yes, of course, we're better off here.
Oh, come on, Panda. That whatever it was may have been caught up in the rift like us. We don't know it came from here.
We do now.
Hold on to your morals, gentlemen. You're about to see why Iris Wildtang is four-time winner of the Intergalactic Blind Women's Guild Cross-Country Derby!
Don't remind me.
Blind?
It's more of a demolition derby than a race, to be honest.
Surgeons temporarily blind the contestants so that they can't cheat.
So they can't cheat easily.
I strapped Panda to me radiator, telling the judges he was me lucky mascot.
Turn down, right. Oh dear God, Oxygenarian in a hover dead ahead.
Hold on to your fur, Chuck.
The humiliation.
Iris is right. That's definitely a building. Well, a veritable castle, no less. Turrets, gates, the full works.
We'll never make it.
Don't worry, pet. This old bus is just like me. She can take it rough for longer than you think. Maybe you should get your tattoos out again, Thomas. It might help.
Fail to see how. They didn't affect the creature last time.
I'm not talking about the creature. It's me that needs help. Oh, go on. Just a peek.
Look where you're going, woman. You're going to hit the castle gates.
That's the plan. Everyone grab hold of something. Thomas, you can try me if you like. Told you she could take it. Now, where are we?
Oh, good. Hawktown.
They're coming right at us.
Excellent. It's about time we stopped running and tried to negotiate.
Negotiate? With them? She's completely off her head.
While I loathed Marshall, he did have a point. Could Iris really communicate with these swinish beasts? They seem so feral, so abrasive, so damned piggy. However, as the flying creature drew closer, the swine moved with intelligence and cunning. A rank split from the main party, taking to the ramparts with concoctions of mud, wood, and gristle that I only discerned as weapons once I saw them in action. They were catapults, the swine creatures riding them like a child's rocking horse and triggering the elastic belts with a flick of a trotter. They acted as both operator and ammunition, flinging themselves into the air at high speed. Sometimes their aim was true, and they landed on the beast, setting about it with squeals of determination and a vicious raking of their trotters. Sometimes their aim was tragically off.
Oi! Watch the windscreen!
Iris, pick things to starboard!
As the flying beast was finally repelled, more and more of them turned their attention to us. Trotters pounding on the sides of the bus, fat, slick snout smearing spittle on the windows.
Quick, Panda, pass me the loud ailer.
You'll never get that thing working again.
Oh, you just watch me. Right now, Thomas, pass me that box over there. That's it. The one under the dancing hula girl. Now, you better get back to narrating. Next bit's going to be a bugger to pull off on audio.
I did as I was asked, and marveled as Iris pulled out another abnormal device. In a second, she had fused the two together, creating a cat's cradle of wiring that she placed over her own head. I was beginning to see the many dimensions to this fascinating lady.
Care to enlighten us about what you're up to, Iris? I'm getting bored of listening to him whittle on.
I've created a psychic universal translator. Pop this on your head, and it'll decipher what you're thinking and broadcast it through the megaphone. Easy, but unpopular. Too many people have thoughts the rest of the world shouldn't hear. Right, let's have a go.
Brace the jelly rooms! Let's hear a fist soup!
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, bugger. That's the wiring, not me. Hang on.
Beast me loins in cow glue and cook me breakfast!
Oh, this is useless. You've got no idea what you're doing, have you?
Nearly there.
Stick it up your own, you cantankerous battered whale blubber!
Well, that's better.
Are you quite sure?
Perfectly.
Oh.
Iris, those pig things are nearly through the doors.
I'd better let them in. Right, here goes.
Take us to your leader!
Well done, Iris. You did it.
Of course I did. Work's a treat.
Did you hear me? We need to be taken, gently mind, and with a considerable lack of violence, to your leader.
The pig creatures looked at each other, exchanging confused grunts, before they shrugged and just attacked us anyway. The pig creatures dragged us from the bus, and we were carried into the Citadel. It was a charmless place, constructed from the local red clay, lit by flaming sconces that made the walls steam with the stench of a school gym for particularly fat and unhygienic children. It was with some relief that we were finally led into the large central hall and marched before the creature's leader. Even by the lax standards of a man-pig, he was a beast. Dressed in robes stained with the yellow gravy of past meals, he constantly scratched at the coarse hairs that protruded from his many chins. The thick hooves on his trotters stained nicotine brown and uneven, as if from nervous chewing.
He certainly sounds annoyed about something.
But how the deuce are we supposed to understand what he's saying?
I can help that. Just need to make an adjustment. Widen the translator's range. There. It should pick up his pigging thoughts now. Go on, Your Majesty. You were saying?
What brings such ugly creatures to my castle?
Clearly not a registered mirror user, or perhaps his eyes are wired in wrong.
Behave yourself, Pandalov. Now is not the time for antagonizing our hosts.
If you don't want to exploit my unique abilities, you should have let me stay on the bus.
We've been brought here through a rift in the multiverse. We thought you might know something about it.
Shut up! It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop looking at me like that. It's the truth. Honest.
The swine doth protest too much.
This translator picks up psychic intent more than actual words. It's difficult for either side to lie when using one. You opened the rift from this end, didn't you?
Well, you've no idea how difficult it is to keep up a payment on a place like this.
Sounds familiar, eh, Marshal?
The stable tithe alone is 1,700 a cycle. Then there's methane tax and the nut delivery. How else was I supposed to make ends meet? You read about it all the time in the paper. Hogs selling their tails to the underlord in order to gain power. So I thought, what's the harm?
I'll tell you what the harm is, you flat-eared oinker! Between you and Sir Donald over here, you've only got a punch to hold through the multiverse!
Well, I wasn't to know, was I? I wanted to summon underlords, not stupid no-tails like you.
What are you calling a stupid no-tail? I'll have you know I entered into this business fully expecting a decent demon, not a bunch of bloody man-pigs.
I may need a particularly large drink soon, just to wash down all the lovely irony.
Oh, I've had enough of all this. Give me that thing.
Ow! Watch it! Me ear's stuck in it!
Right. I just lower it over my head like so.
Marshal, you're only going to make things worse.
He seems to have a knack for it.
Ah, I've got it. Now look, you walking bacon sandwich, what I wouldn't give to eat your crispy face.
Told you.
Hang on, I didn't mean to say that.
No, but I bet you thought it. What part of psychic do you not understand? Remember, we hear what's going through your head, not your throat.
Half a packet of lard and several hundred degrees Fahrenheit, that's what you poor clumps need.
No.
Go, for God's sake. Marshal, over here.
What?
I've been wanting to do that all night.
A good hit. I'm actually almost impressed.
Yes, yes, very good. Just help me get the translator off him.
Iris, may I have a go? You're obviously far more experienced in these matters than I, but I do have a few tricks up my sleeve.
I bet you do, you old rogue. Here, let me pop it on you.
Oh, get a room, you fool.
How dare you come in here and insult us? We shall roast you all.
And I just think...
Take it away, Chuck!
Wait! You will listen to us. You will trust us.
I don't believe it. They're actually listening to him.
He's a silver-tongued devil. We'll give him that.
You will like us. You are so glad we came here to help you.
Look, Panda. They're actually smiling.
Unnerving, isn't it?
You are sad that we have to go now, but you will help us. You will do everything we say, because we are right. We are always right.
But how is he doing it?
Good old-fashioned mesmerism. I love it!
I may have previously overstated my mastery of the mesmeric art. I was always a bit rubbish, but... with Iris's miraculous device.
Oh, Iris, do we really have to be saved by the likes of him?
Anders love Carnacki. They wish they could be just like him.
Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me, gorgeous boy.
Now, Your Majesty, you will listen to what this woman says. She's brilliant. How happy you are to do exactly what she wants. What a great day.
Oh, happy day. I love her more than hot swine nuts.
Ooh, you say the nicest things.
Now that we had the Hoglord's cooperation, Iris explained her plan. The Hoglord was to recite the healing incantation on his side, while we broadcast the same from the bus as we returned to our dimension. Hopefully, the combined force would be enough to heal the breach between our worlds. We were glad to see the back of the Citadel as we prepared to depart. It had been a brief visit, but I nonetheless ruminated on the immensity of what had happened. I was walking on alien soil,
distant, unknown suns warmed my skin, and the air I breathed tasted utterly different to the British air I was used to. All in all, it was something of a shame that, as Panda so eloquently put it...
This place has all the attraction of a bucket of rotting slug offal.
The speaking device was affixed to the bonnet of Iris's bizarre vehicle, the translator running through the driver's window via a veritable spaghetti of wiring. And you're sure it will still work via this device?
Oh, aye. It'll come out in the pig language, but the multiverse isn't picky. It speaks any old dialect. I once met a planet that communicated entirely in Flemish. Right. Hopefully, Barry's swine back there is giving it loads with the old oink oink. Get tracking, Thomas!
I hope this works.
Don't we all?
Barry Ishwe, int klana very clutch.
Here we go again.
Keep going, Chuck, it's working.
Isamus, virulatic shatta bremen eye.
Here we go, boys. Next stop, McCarter Grange.
And we were gone. Thrust once more into the bizarre hinterland between one reality and another. A momentary way station of swirling colour and silence. And then we were home.
Ah, it's better. Last stop, everybody off!
Where am I? What's happening? Oh, my head.
Here, old chap. Let me give you a hand.
The Hog Lord! Oh, my heavens, that dreadful place!
Sir Donald, in my professional opinion, there is only one way of dealing with things like this. Pour yourself a large glass of brandy, light a cigar, and it will all seem better in the morning.
Brandy? Cigars? Ah, now you're finally talking my language.
That's all very well, but what about that blessed rift? Has it finally closed?
Smells like it. So don't go getting any fresh ideas, Sunshine.
Oh, no. What now?
Good grief. Iris, look out of the window. Hovering directly above us.
Whack! Quick, Panda, love. She's found us.
Here we go again. Never a dull moment aboard the big red bus.
Just get on board, quick!
Iris? Iris, where are you going? And that was the last time I saw her. The craft that had so alarmed her, if that is what it was, vanished as swiftly as Iris and Panda, punching its way through the clouds and dissipating in a flash of light. I followed its example, having no wish to spend any longer in Sir Donald Marshall's company than was necessary. Will our world ever again cross paths with that of the Hog Lords? Who can say? But for now, the rift was sealed and our reality was once more our own. And that, gentlemen, concludes tonight's tale. So as always, out you go. I want my sleep. Sleep. As if I could. Oh, one of the fools has probably left their hat again. Dear Lord, it's you.
Hello, Tiger. I was just in the neighborhood and a thought occurred to me. I never did show you my tattoo, did I? Come here.